God has inspired. There are many parallels between Egyptian religion and Christian teaching. There are ancient stories about the god Osiris who died and was dismembered and then brought back to life. And the story of Jesus tells, of course, the story of a man who's executed and tortured and then brought back to life. In the minds of Egyptian Christians, there would have surely been parallels.
Behold the legend of Jesus found in Egypt, traced back 10,500 years ago, BCE, astrologically by the heretical rising of the star, Sun Leo conjoined with Cyrus Nebulus in the star constellation Orion, knows our father who art in heaven. Osiris marks the immaculate birth of the holy child Horus, Jesus, the virgin conception conceived through the body of Christ, the blood of Christ within the body of Isis, the image of the blessed mother Mary resembled Egyptian sculptures within Christian imagery. Since the days of Pentecost, I bear witness to the living image of the sun god, the face of God, in the midst of the seven golden menorahs, who appeared one like unto the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Son of Amun-Ra, clothed within white garments, in his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as flames of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they were burnt in a fiery furnace, and his voice was as the sounds of many waters flowing from the Nile rivers, bear witness to the coming of the Egyptian Messiah.
Likewise, the Holy Trinity of the Coptic Church, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, echoed the central trio of Egyptian gods: Osiris the Father, Horus the Son, and Isis the Mother Gods.
And it was not until the death of Herod that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord Yahweh by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son, where he was waxed wise in wisdom and made four persons in one, the Father Osiris, the Son Horus, the Holy Spirit consumed. And from the womb of the blessed mother Mary Isis, the word became flesh, which completes the quantity. There is no Trinity because they left out the holy mother Mary. Behold, Rabboni, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus of Nazareth, the Lion of Judah, the root of David, reflects the face of the Sphinx, the image of the cosmic Christ, concealed within the Dead Sea Scrolls that I unfold, and foretold of the teachings of Jesus, found in Egypt, lost within the Ghost Gnostic Gospels, hidden in the Nag Hammadi Library, where the mysteries of Jesus was buried, uncovered in the Gospels of Thomas, discovered in the books of Barnabas, by Nicodemus, stolen by Athanasius from the Coptic Christian Bishop's Sanctuary, invaded by false teachings of Greco-Roman missionaries like Saul of Tarsus. Saint Paul, was he a disciple or a deceiver of Egyptian scriptures? You answer the question as I bring forth my conclusion. What's your solution? So I ask the question, which is it? Jesus, Jazus, Jesus, Helios, Christos, or Theos, the Son of Kronos, Rhea, and Thaddeus? What's the difference between Jesus, Jehovah, Yeshua, or Yahuwah? One is the description of the true black Messiah, the second is a depiction of the beast Saint Germain, the other is the image of the Antichrist Michelangelo, sanctioned from the 16th chapel of Rome, taken from the Grecian rendition, the painted portrait of Caesar Borgia, a mural to Shaitan, created from the conversion of Constantine, from polytheism to monotheism, which formed Christism, taken from the ancient Egyptian mystery system, plagiarized by Josephus Flavius Pestle, mistranslated by 72 Septuagint priests and 46 rabbis of the Nicene Council, misinterpreted by the Vatican Catholic Church, authored by William Shakespeare or William Tyndale, the authors of the 1611 King James Version of the Bible, was scribed straight from the hands of hell. I cracked the spell to reveal and unveil the legends of Jesus found in Egypt, hidden within Egyptian wisdom.
In the Christian church, we have the Christ child who sits on the lap of his mother, the Virgin Mary. And there are many of us who maintain that the Christ child on the lap of the Virgin Mary is the visual appropriation by the Christians of this very venerable icon of ancient Egypt. L-C-O-B.